For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A few hours after reversing his own policy of separating parents and children at the border, President Trump is talking tough about immigration. He spoke to a rowdy crowd of supporters in Duluth, Minnesota.
Today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
He again criticized Democrats in Congress, who he said don't care about the negative effects of illegal immigration. The president's executive order is only a temporary fix. It allows families to be held together for 20 days, and then they have to be deported or separated. The government also says no special effort will be made to reunite the more than 2,300 kids who've already been taken from their parents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry after what officials say are credible and substantiated allegations that he sexually abused a teenager 50 years ago. Tim Lennon is with SNAP, Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests.
We've had issues with him going back to 2003, with him opposing disclosure of child sex abuse. And then in 2006, when he was opposing this, reforming the statute of limitations.
Flooding is a big problem in western Pennsylvania after severe storms dumped heavy rains on the region. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches in and around Pittsburgh, where there's already reports of flooding in the streets. Many vehicles are trapped in the rising water. Also, in Texas, 2 days of heavy rain caused major flooding along the Gulf Coast. Officials are on the alert as more rain is in the forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Pacific Northwest city will soon be the first to ban plastic restaurant straws. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In Seattle, a new city ordinance will take effect on the 1st of July. Supporters of the ban say 500 million plastic straws go into the world's oceans every year and cause environmental damage, and essentially they never biodegrade. A local restaurant chain, Evers, says it's been testing plastic alternatives for a year, and that while their quality is improving, those alternatives to the plastic straws do cost six times more than those plastic straws they've been using. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tesla is suing a former employee for allegedly hacking its manufacturing operating system and illegally exporting company data. The lawsuit filed in Nevada states former process technician Martin Tripp wrote software that hacked Tesla's manufacturing operating system and transferred several gigabytes of data to outside entities. Tripp denied hacking Tesla's system and said he was fired within the last week, and the company sued him for attempting to warn investors and the public about issues with the carmaker. He says he's a whistleblower, and he discovered that 1,000 damaged battery modules were installed in Model 3 cars that are presently on the road. In the suit, Tesla stated the allegations Tripp made were false. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.